Now, new figures this morning show Ireland had the fastest growing economy in Europe last year. Gross domestic product from the Central Statistics Office shows that the economy expanded by 12% in 2022. That's well above the European Commission's estimate of 3.3% for the EU economy overall. Our economics correspondent Robert Short has been crunching the numbers for us. Now, these are the figures, Robert, that include the performance of multinationals here, which are often regarded as a distorting factor. But even at that, it does show an economy in rude good health, it would seem.
It does indeed, Brian, and this is the first time it's worth pointing out that the CSO has ever published its estimates for GDP, for growth in the economy, this soon after the end of period, this period being the last 3 months or the final quarter of last year. That's because it's a sort of a requirement under EU law now, and Ireland had a derogation where it reported along with other smaller economies a little bit later on how its economy was doing. But now it has to give an initial estimate 30 days after the end of the previous quarter, and that will go into a Europe-wide estimate of where growth is going, which will be published by Eurostat tomorrow. So it's the first time they've ever done this, and as you mentioned, it enables them to give you an estimate of what the economy grew by in GDP terms last year, 12.2%. It's worth remarking that compares favourably to what the Department of Finance forecast the economy was going to have grown by last year at budget time. They were forecasting growth of 10%. So it's a little bit ahead of that. Mm. And again, most of it probably down to the multinational sector. And this figure, GDP, as you rightly mentioned, it's impacted by what happens with multinationals, and this figure is not broken down to another measure of the economy, which is used now, called modified domestic demand, which gives you a better idea in what is happening in the economy that people see around them when it comes to consumption and people spending on goods and services in the economy.
But even at that, I notice in a commentary from good body stockbrokers that if you compare the economy now with back 2019, before the pandemic, economic activity here, this big figure, the GDP figure, has expanded by a third since then, just in those few short years.
Yeah, it's really quite remarkable, and it really comes down to the performance of two industrial sectors. So computers broadly, IT, computer services, and industry sector, but particularly pharmaceuticals and medical devices. They've had really, you may even describe it as a boom in the last 2 or 3 years. Some of that was because of COVID, which, you know, led to an upsurge in the use of computer services and as people worked from home. And then also you had, you know, some of the raw ingredients for some of the COVID vaccines being produced here in Ireland by companies like Pfizer. And then just generally, you know, a higher demand for pharmaceuticals and medical equipment. So both of those industries have had a really good year, and both of those are a good 2 or 3 years. And both of those industries, you know, are very strong in Ireland. They've got a big presence here. They employ a lot of people. So that's really what has differentiated the Irish economy from some of our European neighbours.
Robert Short, economics correspondent. Thanks for that.